Great thing about being up here for this policy conference is you see old friends and you make new friends. You see old products and people who run the companies with them, and then you meet people with brand new products and get kind of excited about what they've got planned. That is our next guest, who is unabashedly reinventing trucks from the ground up. It's Robert Bollinger, who owns and runs one of the state's only electric vehicle manufacturers. It's Bollinger Motors of Oak Park, which is a path-breaking EV startup, with some news to break, if not this morning, in the coming weeks. Very nice seeing you again, Robert, since we ran into each other last night. And I said, well, that's a story we'd like to have on our show. And you said, we're booked at 6:19 tomorrow. I was saying that over to Ann, showing my appreciation for being on top of the story. So it's nice to have you here.
Thank you
so much.
Tell
us about yourself and about this dream, this company.
Yeah, so this dream started as a child, wanting to have my own car company, drive my own cars, and eventually, through many different career moves, got back to it. So very fortunate to do that. Started the company in New York State 7 years ago, and just moved to Detroit 3 years ago. So we have done basically everything you see on our website in the past 3 years here, and moved to the Detroit area really for all the engineering support, you know, to hire the people. Have a great team back in Oak Park. They know everything that I don't, thank God. So they do all the work. They do, you know, they bring this all to life. And growing there and all the Tier 1 support and, you know, all the investors and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's been great.
How are people reacting and responding to this dream?
It was great. When we first launched our first B1 back in New York in 2017, we had tens of thousands of people put reservations on it, basically. And then when we came out with our price point, that went down a little bit, to be honest. But, you know, it's a high-end vehicle. It's basically handmade. We're a small-volume, low-volume vehicle, twice as capable of any other truck out there, whether it's electric, gas, or diesel. That was the whole dream. 20-inch ground clearance, you know, can carry 16-foot boards through the middle, all this kind of crazy cool stuff.
The best way I can describe it, because I just saw them, because if you go to Bollinger Motors, B-O-L-L-I-N-G-E-R, BollingerMotors.com, you'll be able to see what I'm talking about right now, what Robert is talking about right now, and that is these are heavy-duty. These trucks, just looking at them, you know, they mean business.
Right.
I mean, they're kind of military-like in their style.
Yeah, we have discussions going down that path, more about homeland security kind of stuff, not really tactical. But, yeah, there's definitely a capability of that for it. They've been Class 3 since the beginning, so that's 10,001 GVWR and up. So that's been since day one. And our commercial platforms that we're developing now, we just had an announcement a couple weeks ago about going into Class 4 and 5. So the biggest part of our business will be the commercial end of the spectrum. So we're talking to a lot of customers there and a lot of strategic partners that we're going to be making announcements about in the next couple of weeks, couple of months.
Now, when you were a little boy, you had a dream. I doubt it had to do with electricity.
Correct. When I was a kid, I tried to draw Ferraris and Lamborghinis. That was my dream, right? And did them pretty poorly, but went to school for industrial design at Carnegie Mellon in order to become a car guy, and actually learned Italian in college, and I tried to interview at Lamborghini, and I flew over there and tried to get an interview. I did not get one. And so that was my dream, was to actually work for Ferrari or Lamborghini. This is the opposite end of that, right?
I was going to say, you didn't go into the sports car business.
Right.
In the truck business.
The exact opposite.
And when did you realize that it was EV? It was all about EV.
Before I started the company, I knew it was going to be EV. I was like, anyone starting now, which is now 7 years ago, anyone starting now, it's got to be something future, right? It can't be what we're doing now. And back in 7 years ago, it really was Wild Wild West, because there were very few Tier 1 suppliers even dabbling in this yet. A lot has changed in 7 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So our first prototype, we have a huge motor on it that's made for buses. We had to make our own gearboxes. We had to design everything from the ground up. That's where that tagline, if you will, came from. So we had to do it all ourselves. And since then, we now have Tier 1s that we paid a ton of money to and done a lot of engineering with, but you have to in order to make them, you know, validated product, right? So now we're working with all of those in Detroit. That's why we moved here. So we are fully Detroit, fully Michigan, and that's why we're here at the conference.
Obviously, we all know now about the importance of EV adoption, and it appears that at least I know we hear about the electric cars, and that's what most of us are looking at, have been looking at. But it's a lot of this is being done primarily through the commercial vehicle space.
Right, right. Yeah, that's where a lot of people think, and I believe as well, that where a lot of the adoption will happen, because it's a lot of optics. You know, a lot of those companies want to show that they care, right, because they do, and they want to switch over. They have tons of diesel trucks in these buildings, and everyone's breathing it, and they want to change that. So that's where a lot of the early adoption will happen. And then that goes into infrastructure. Everyone's getting into infrastructure game, so it's the whole network and environment is coming up to support it.
And, again, I would think that when people, well, like you say, you had a lot of people who had a lot of interest and put in their orders,
right,
so to speak.
Right.
Then you said you came out with your price points.
Right.
So what are we talking about, price points?
The B1 and B2 that you see on our website are $125,000 each. We're making those hundreds per year, so it's very low volume. It's a different kind of game. When we designed them, it was basically we knew that in the future there'd be electric Ford F-150s. We knew there'd be electric Tesla trucks. And so what we did from the very beginning was make a truck that no one else would make, right? Twice as capable of any of those kind of trucks coming out. So whether it's gas, diesel, or electric, our truck has so many capabilities to it that you can compare it to anything. It's not, oh, I'm buying this because it's an electric truck, even though that's great if you're doing it for that reason. But a lot of people want to buy it because it has 20-inch ground clearance and adjustable suspension and a patented pass-through and all these capabilities of it.
Petite women like my wife Kim behind you likes it because it can go up and down.
Correct.
So that petite people
right,
can get in and out of it
right,
comfortably.
Yeah, it can lower 5 inches so you can get in and out. And then if you want to ride over a shopping cart that fell over in the parking lot, you could raise another 5 inches and ride right over it.
Let's not suggest that. Well, when are these trucks going to be available?
We are going to be announcing some updates to our timing soon, right after our strategic. So the announcements that are coming up are our manufacturing partner, strategic partners, names that people know. So it's going to be some really great news coming out here soon.
Okay.
So I wish I could announce it now and today, but it's a little late.
Well, you could just tell me.
Right.
It could be just
you
between
and me.
Us.
Right.
Just us, Bob.
Right.
Yeah? No. Okay. I understand. But at least this is real. This is the real deal. You're not a big manufacturer, OEM, that puts out those futuristic. Well, they don't even do that anymore. We
right,
used to go to the auto show and see futuristic cars that were never going to be built.
Right.
But
right,
they teased us with them. And then they started building them because they couldn't afford to just do futuristic
right,
cars.
Yeah, and all our prototypes were made to work. We didn't have the time and money to make a show vehicle and then test
sure,
something else. So everything
absolutely. I understand.
Yeah.
Robert Bollinger. Go online, look for BollingerMotors.com. You can find them in Oak Park, too. And stand by for more news they'll be releasing soon as we continue on WJR.